Batman was an interesting project because it was really the first big merchandising project at that time. It really paved the way for a number of changes in the way things were done. And no one really understood what we were doing at the time. It was an odd production. It was a difficult production. It wasn't a very happy production. Tim had some hard times on, Tim Burton, the director, had some hard times on the film. But it was great in many respects because everyone was very aware that merchandising was going to be a key to the financing of this movie. It did give me a certain leverage in getting the actors to do things. And one of the great things, one of the most famous photographs that I've shot is Michael Keaton standing next to the Batmobile, which was a setup that I did prior to production occurring and was specifically for me. It had nothing to do with any scene in the movie. Required a lot of lighting with that black car, a lot of polar screens to get rid of reflections and stuff. And it really was the first time that Michael was in the full suit, which was being constructed up until the very last moment, with the car, which were the two key images of the entire movie. And also it was fantastic working with Jack Nicholson again, who I worked with on The Shining as a mere boy. And his understanding of the movie-making process and what was required, and his athleticism in doing a lot of the very unpleasant cold winter nights at Pinewood Studios in England. It was bitterly cold, and we were shooting for many months in the middle of winter. You know, he had to do a lot of very tricky things, you know, hanging off the side of the building at the end of the movie, and we had huge wind machines blown down on him to create a downdraft effect from the helicopter that he's going to be rescued by. And it was physically hard for everybody, and the actors suffered along with everybody else, which goes down very well with the crews.